Today's Shi'as Masechta Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph at the fourth line. Says Amar Rabbeinu, have a Kometzayin Ma'arta. Rabbeinu would mark where the different graves where the Kfarim are. The Rashbam explains the reason he did so, because we know that a mace is Metama Betumas Oil. If anybody is over the kever of a mace, he becomes tamei, very serious level tamei. So make sure that nobody comes in contact with that. So he would mark the kvarim, and that's how he would be. I'm sure that that wouldn't happen. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says that the concern was for kahanim. Of course, a kohen may not become tamei, and that's why he marked off the kvarim so that no kohen should become tamei. It's interesting that I saw the Mefarshim point out that why does the Rashbam not learn like the Ritva that we're concerned about the kahanim? So they explain that the Rashbam's opinion is that kahanim's reason hame, and the kahanim were not concerned are going to come in contact with a tumah. But when we speak about other individuals, and of course, there are many more individuals that are not Kohanim than are Kohanim. That's why we have to be much more concerned. There's an interesting discussion already amongst the Rishonim. If the Isser of a Kohen to become Tamei to a Mace applies even Bizman Azeh, that we're all Tamei anyway. The Rambam says that a Kohen may not become Tamei, and if he does become Tamei, even Bizman Azeh is Chayv Malkus. The Ravid disagrees, because the Ravid's opinion is Ve'a Kahanim Bizman Azeh Tamei Meis. The Ravid and the Rambam on Hilchus and Ziris Perek Hei Halacha Tezvav. He says Kahanim Bizman Azeh Tamei Meisim Heim. The Kahanim Bizman Azeh are anyway Tamei. V'chayim Oysim Olav L'Hav Raya. And somebody who wants to say that a Kohen will be Chayv Malkus will becoming Tamei Bizman Azeh has to be able to bring a proof to what he says. There is a discussion, what does he mean? Does he mean that the Rambam says there's a Chiv Malkus, and he holds that there is no Chiv Malkus? Or does he mean to say that there is no Chiv at all? Most are of the opinion that when the Rambam says that there's no Chiv Malkus, Bizman Hazeb, it means that there's no, even if you'll say there's no Chiv Malkus, and even if you'll say there's no Issa Daraisa, the halacha is that certainly there's, even the Ravid would agree that there's an Issa Darabonim. One of the proofs, however, to the opinion of the Ravid, that it's not as serious to become Tamei, for Kohen to become Tamei Bizman Hazeh, is actually how we just began. The Machloikus Rishonim, why is there an Issa for Kahanim to become Tamei? If we'll say that the reason is if we'll say there's an Issa Daraisa, Chiv Malkus, like the Rambam says, so it's understandable why there's an Issa for Kahanim to become Tamei, Bizmana, why they had to mark off for Kahanim. But if there is no Issa Bizmana to become Tamei for Kahanim, the concern really wasn't for the Kahanim. So again, Rabbeinu Ha'am Kometzayim Ma'arta, he would mark off the Kvarim. It says the Gemara, Kimata L'Marta D'Avram, when he came to the Kever of Avram, Avinu the Maros HaMachpelah, Ashkechel Eliezer, Ever Avram, the Koi Kamebaba, he found Eliezer standing outside. Amalei, and he asked Eliezer, my come of Avram, what is Avram Avinu doing? And in fact, the Gemara Masechta Derech Eretz says that Avram Avinu, Eliezer Avram Eved Avram Avinu, is one of the Sheva Tzadikim that never passed away. And that's why Eliezer is standing there. And Amalei, and he's asking, Gonei B'Knofei de Sara, he's laying next to Sara Menu, the Kamein Liberashi, and she is looking through his head. Amalei, Zil Amalei. So he said, Rabbeinu said to Eliezer, Beno Koya Baba. Beno is standing outdoors, and please let him in. The Rishonim discuss a question: if Kivrei Ayv de Kachavim, the Kvarim are people who are not Jewish, we started the Shia by speaking about Tumas Oil, is there Tumas Oil with such individuals? The Gemara Masech Yevamos says that it is the opinion of Shimon ben Yochai that there is no Tumas Oil by Akum, because the Pasuk says, that teaches us the din of Tumas Oil, says, Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil, Ayv de Kachavim ain't in a crime, Adam. As the Pasuk says, V'atem tzoyni tzoy marisim, Adam atem. V'atem kruyim Adam, V'ein Ayv de Kachavim kruyim Adam. The Rabbanon disagree, and the Rabbanon hold that Kivrei Ayv de Kachavim are metame ma'oil. So the question is, if the halacha is like of Shimon ben Yochai, the Kivrei Akum and Namatama Ba'il, so why was Avraham Avinu, why was Rabbi Noah so anxious to mock the Kfarim of Avraham Avinu were going to learn the Kever of Adam if they weren't even, if there is no Tumas Oil? So Tosfos answers that the Kever of Adam Arishin is Matama, because Adam Arishin was called Adam. And so too, the kever of Avram Avinu, the pasuk in Yeshua calls Avram Avinu ha-Adam ha-Gadol. Tosfos Masechta Nida says that the kever of Kachavim that passed away before Aseres Hadibur is before Matan Torah, have the same status as Klal Yisrael's kfarim have Tumas Oil. This halacha that the Namatam Ba'oil only began. That Akum and Namatam Ba'oil only began after Kabbalah Satorah. Another pshat that I saw that Rishonim suggest is that he was Ramban and Ran said the easy pshat. He was being concerned for the opinion of the Chacham that say that they are Metamah. Also say the Rishonim that even if we'll say that there is no Tumas Oil by Kivrei Akum, there's certainly Tumas Maga, if you touch the Tumah. And therefore, out of concern for that, that's why he felt the need to cover them up. Another pshat is the Avram Avinu and the Ovis were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And a person who's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, everybody agrees, has Tumas Oil. Makes no difference before Kabbalah Satorah or after. The Rishonim debate, what is the status of Kivrei Tzadikim? Kivrei Tzadikim etama. Tosfos in Masechta Bava Metzia says that even though the Medrash says that Eliyahu HaNavi was exposed to Tumah by Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Shua asks, how were you allowed to do so? You're a Kohen. So Eliyahu said that there's no Tumah by Kivrei Tzadikim. And however, says Tosfos, that certainly there is Tumah by Kivrei Tzadikim. The reason Eliyahu was allowed to become Tameh, that was because Rabbi Kiva was from the Harugei Malchus. We all know that Rabbi Kiva was from those that were killed by the Romans. And everybody was scared to bury them because they were scared of the Romans. And that's why he became like a mitzvah. And that's why Eliyahu was allowed to bury him. The Ramban says that the reason that there's Tumas Mace is because the Chait of Eitz Hadas, which at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's going to be Mis in the world. The Tzadikim, who pass away and die by Mises Neshika, are not Metama. And from our Gemara, points out the Pasa Shulchan, we have a Raya that Kivrei Tzadikim are Metama. Because as we see, Rabbi Noah was trying to make sure to mark even the grave of Avram Avinu. And the Ein Yaakov points out that Avram Avinu was Nifter, was passed away B'Neshika from the Shechina. And still, they marked off his grave. Not, but the Yaivitz, because of this question, takes an entire different approach to our Gemara. And the Yavit says that the reason Rabbi Noah was anxious to mark off the grave of Avram Avinu was only because he wanted people to know where they could be mispallel. And from here opens up a very important discussion, the issue of being mispallel by kivrei tzaddikim. There's some that suggest that it's not appropriate necessarily to daven by kivrei tzaddikim. The proof being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately concealed where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, so it shouldn't become a place that people gather. But from our Gemara, we see that there is a point to daven by the kivrei tzaddikim. So the Rasham takes an interesting approach. The Rasham says, when is it appropriate to daven by kivrei tzaddikim? It's only a person who he himself is a tzaddik and recognizes the value of davening by kivrei tzaddikim. Such a person should indeed daven by kivrei tzaddikim. But a person who doesn't have an appreciation of what kivrei tzaddikim represent, such a person should not go daven by kivrei tzaddikim. In fact, the Michus Elazar discusses in many places that a person, as much as there's a mitzvah gedolah to daven by kivrei tzaddikim, he says that one should be careful that he should be tohor when he goes daven by kivrei tzaddikim. He should go to the mikveh. And in fact, the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simet Tuf Kof Sab Meches Sif Katan Chof says that even though people who live in Eretz Yisrael have to be concerned about leaving Eretz Yisrael, but if one is leaving Eretz Yisrael because he wants to go be mispallel by kivrei tzaddikim, then the halacha is that he's allowed to. And there's a letter that Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz writes to the people who are of the city of Metz that wanted to appoint him to be the Rav. And he says, he was appointed to be the Rav, and he says, I need to delay my arrival because I have to first go to the city of the city where my parents are buried. V'heim yivakshu alai rachmim. They should be mispallel for me. Also, I saw that the Paiskim say that one doesn't have to actually daven by the kever itself. As long as one can see the kever that he's being mispallel by, that's a good enough to be considered you went to kivrei tzaddikim. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Noah asked that Eliezer Maika Avad Avram. So the Mashah explains what prompted Rabbi Noah to ask this question, because he saw that Eliezer was standing outside, so he guarding the kever. So he right away understood that there must be something going on that private that he's protecting the kever. Says the Gemara, Amalei, and as the Gemara said, the response was that Sarah is taking care of him. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So Avram Avinu says to Eliezer, Leil. Eliezer went into the kever, got permission from Avram Avinu to enter, and he entered. Amalei, Leil, let Rabbi Noah enter. The Medi Yedid is Yetzbah Al Malaka. I know that there is no Yetzahara in where Avram Avinu is. And because I know that there's no Yetzahara, that's why Rabbi Noah can understand that even though it doesn't look like an act of tznius, what is happening here between Sarah and Avram, Rabbi Noah will understand that this world is different. Medi Yedid is Yetzbah Al Malaka. He recognizes that there's no Yetzahara in that world, the Nafak. But I saw that the Muki Yosef, based on this Gemara, says, what was Avram Avinu saying? That in the world where I am now, there's no Yetzahara, and things that should be done only privately, we don't have to be so concerned in that world. But from here we see that everybody else, we who are Baruch Hashem alive, have to be very concerned have to be very concerned that how we do things that are private should be kept private. Kimotel Marta Davra Adam Rishon, when Rabbi Noah came to the kever of Adam Rishon, Yotzabask of Omra, Nestakalta Bedemus Dikuni, even though you looked at the at Yaakov Vinu, and Yaakov Vinu is buried next to Avram Avinu. So when you went into the kever of Avram Avinu, you saw Yaakov as well. But Adam Rishon, who was created Bedemus Dikuni, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, he tells him, Al Tistakel. For that, there, you may not look. And as the Masham explains, Yaakov Avinu was created in the image of Adam Arishan. But Adam Arishan was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, but Selam Elokim Bara Osai. And therefore, even if you can look at Yaakov Avinu, you may not look at Adam Arishan. The Mashah says that why is that necessary? People saw Adam Arishan as long as Adam Arishan was alive. So from there we see that there is no Isser to look at Adam Arishan. So he explains that even though there was no Isser to look at Adam Arishan while Adam Arishan was alive, once Adam Arishan was Nifter, he came even to a higher Madregum, and at that point, one wasn't allowed to look at Adam Rishon, because Gedolim Tzadikim Misosom Yosim Mechayayim. Tzadikim are greater when they're no longer in the world than when they are in the world. And therefore, at this point, you may not look at Adam Rishon. But Rabbi Noah says, I need to mark off the graves. And if I need to mark off the graves, that's why I have to go there. Says the Gemara, what the Bas Kol responded was, once you've seen the size of the inner graves, that's why the outer graves, Avraham Avinu, you should know, that's the same size as the grave of Adam Arishan, and you can figure out therefore what to do. And says the Gemara, Ulaman Dam, according to the opinion that the way the Maris Machpelah was constructed was Shnei Batam Zulam Al Mazu, one story above the other story. Midas Al Yoyne Kach Midas Al Tachtoina. Avram Avinu and the other of us were in the upper story. You are able to see the size of the upper story, and therefore you don't have to look at the size at the bottom level. The Adam Rishon's kever is the same size. Amar Rabbi Noah, B'stach Kalti B'shnei Ekevav, I looked at the two heels of Adam Rishon, V'doim L'shnei Galgalei Chama, and they look as powerful as the sun. Says the Gemara, Hakav B'shnei Sarah, everybody compared to Sarah is K'kayv B'nei Adam. It's comparable to a monkey versus a human being. The Sarah b'fnei Chava, but when we compare Sari Meinu to Chava, it's k'koyf b'fnei Adam, it's like a monkey compared to people. She was even more beautiful. The Chava b'fnei Adam, and when we compare Chava to Adam Arishan, it's k'koyf b'fnei Adam. V'adam b'fnei Shechina, k'koyf b'fnei Adam. We keep on going up in level of their beauty. Says the Gemara, Shufri the Rav Kahana is meaning Shufri the Ravua. Rav Kahana was a very good looking person, and his beauty was similar, it was smaller and just a fraction of the beauty of Rav Avua. The Shufri the Rav Avua meant Shufri the Yaakov Avinu. The Shufri the Yaakov Avinu meant Shufri the Adam Rishon. He was even greater than Adam Rishon. So I saw that the Ber Maim Chaim explains that it's interesting to point out that when Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to look for a wife for Yitzchak, he said that Ulai Loitava Ishalova Achrai. Maybe there won't be any girl who's willing to come after me. However, when Yitzchak and Rivka sent Yaakov, to find a wife. They didn't. They said, "Kum lech padan aram beisa psul avi mecha." B'kach lecha misham isha b'mnois loven achi mecha. They didn't in any way. They weren't any way concerned that he won't find a wife. And why were they so confident that Lovin will want to give one of his daughters to a fugitive? Yaakov Avinu was running away. So he explains, from our Gemara, the Gemara says that Shufra, the Yaakov, ain't Shufra on the Marishan. Yaakov Avinu was so beautiful. So when you have somebody who's so good looking, there is no concern that Lovin and his daughters won't want to marry him. The pasuk says, "V'Yisrael av es Yaakov mikol bonov, ki ben zekun meloi, v'os leksonim pasim." And Rashi says, regarding Yosef, "Ziv ikunan shel Yosef doimel Yaakov." Yosef looks similar to Yaakov. And our Gemara says, as we just learned, that shufer the Yaakov means shufer the Adam Rishon. Yaakov was so good looking. So the Sefer Ben La'ashri explains that when you have somebody so good looking, you have to be worried about a ayin hara. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? What he did was he put on Yosef the ksonis pasim. By putting on the ksonis pasim, everybody's going to pay attention to the ksonis pasim, and they won't look at Yosef to prevent an ayin hara given. To prevent an ayin hara, given that he was so good looking. The Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, says, "Arba Noshim Yofi Yos Hayu Ba'olam." There were four beautiful women in the world. Sarah is mentioned one of them. And ask Tosis, but in that list we don't have Chava. And our Gemara says that Sarah compared to Chava looked like a monkey. Says Tosis that the Gemara over there is only mentioning those women who were born biologically from another woman. Sarah wasn't born. Chava was created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we can't bring her. That's why Chava is not in the list. The Sefer told us Yosef says that's pshat in the pasuk. Evan ma'asu habaynim hoysel roish pina. Evan refers to Chava. She was the woman from which all man came. Ma'asu habaynim. Were the Talmidei Chachamim, we know Talmidei Chachamim are called Boinim, Al Tekri Boinim El, Al Tekri Boinayach, Boinayach, El Boinayach, they, Evan Masa Boinim, Chazal, did not mention Chava, and the question is, why doesn't she deserve to be mentioned? And the answer is, Meis Hashem, Hois Azois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created her. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created her, she's different than anyone else. Ahuam Gusha, there was a person who did kishiv, davachotet shivchi. He would dig up kvarim to take out the mason. Kimot amarta de Tuvi bar Masna, when he came to the grave of Tuvi bar Masna, tofse bedikne. Rav Tuvi, even though he wasn't alive, grabbed this person by the beard. Asa baya, so baya came, v'amalei, v'metus menach, I beg of you, shafke, leave him alone. The next year, this person came again, tafse bedikne, and again the same situation repeated itself. That he grabbed him by the beard. Asa Abaya, and Abaya came to again ask to let him go, and lo shafke, he refused. Ada Isa mispara, until they had to bring a scissor for Gaiz Ladakna, and they cut off the Amgusha's beard. Who the Amalai? There was a person who was very ill, and he saw he's going to die, so he started to divide his estate. And he said, Chavita de Afra l'chad baroi, a basket full of earth I'm giving to one of my children. Chavita de Garmi l'chad baroi, a basket full of stones I'm giving to another son. Chavita de Udra l'chad baroi, and a basket full of material, linen, should be given to a third son. Lo yaviyadi ma'karmeloi, but nobody was able to understand what did this person mean? Osl kamed Rabbeinu. So they came to Rabbeinu, and Amalu, he told him, I'll tell you what he meant. Eslucha Arab. He asked, did your father have property? Amalan in, yes. Then he asked, Islucha Yusa, did your father have animals? To which they answered, in. Islachu Bestrikin, did he have different clothing made out of material? And they answered, in. So he said, Hachi Kamri Luhu, this is what he meant to say when dividing each one of the things, what he meant to say. So the way that many Rishonim explain this Gemara, it goes back to what we discussed in previous shiurim, that in a situation where we can't figure out what to do, we follow the concept of shuda de dayna. The shuda de dayna means that the dayan decides. We quoted the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand shuda de dayna. The shuda de dayna mean that the dayan should try to determine, which it seems is the case in our Gemara, that the dayan should try to determine what this person meant. Or Tosfos learns that shuda de dayna means that the dayan has a certain power to make decisions. There are other Rishonim that have a whole different approach to this Gemara. The Ritva's approach to this Gemara is that since these children did not know what their father meant, they agreed amongst themselves that they're going to go to a din Torah by Rabbi Noah, and Rabbi Noah should decide. The Masha explains, why did this person speak in a way that we couldn't understand? So he says, there are 2 points to what he says. One was, he was a wealthy man, but he was concerned that, and he knew he was sick, but he was hoping that maybe he'll get better. And if he'll get better, then there's no point in dividing his assets. So that's why he said it in such a manner that they shouldn't understand that he's a wealthy person, and that he should be able to back off, to change his mind, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and he gets better. Says the Gemara, who gave the Shamal of Deviso? There was a man who heard his wife saying, the Kamala Barta, that she was saying to her daughter, Amai lo tznis b'isura. Why are you not careful? This daughter obviously was acting in an immoral fashion. And the mother asked her, why are you not at least discreet? Hach itasa, and she said about herself, Asar b'ni isla, I have 10 sons. I had 10 sons. However, only one of these 10 boys was born to your father. Kishachav, when this person passed away, Amalu, he said, Kol nichsil chadbro, all of my estate should be given to one son. However, when this question was brought to Bezdin, they did not know which son from the 10 sons that he meant. Osla kamed Rabbana, so they came to Rabbana, and Amalu zilu chavuta kavrin davuchem. They said, he said to the 10 boys here, go hit the grave of your father. Ad the koy umagle l'chu chayim enaycha shavku. And that's, and why did he tell them to do it? Why would they do it? He said, because when you do so, your father will get up and identify what he meant. Says the Gemara, ozle kula, they all went. Chu de brei have, but the one that was truly his son, loy ozle, didn't go, refused to hit his father's grave. Amalo, so he said, this is a proof that he is indeed the one that is the son, and Kulan Nechseh Dehai, and therefore all of them, all of the estate, should be given to the son. So the Chazon Ish asks that the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos Staf Ayin Ches Amud Beis teaches us the Mamzer Ein Chai. A Mamzer can't survive because if a mamzer survives, he will get mixed into Klai Yisrael, and we know the Loch is Layova Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, and that's why mamzerim don't survive. Yet in our Gemara, we see that 9 out of these 10 people were mamzerim. So the Chazon Ish explains that only in a time where people are on a very high level of Ruchnius, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting that our yichus should remain pure, does the Gemara say, Mamzer Ein Chai. But in our Gemara, they were no longer on that level. And since they're no longer on that level, so this halacha Mamzer Ein Chai no longer is applicable. The Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah quotes the Sefer Chassidim that there was a person who was traveling to Medina Sayyam with his Eved Kenani, and while he was traveling, his wife, who was home, had a son. Then this person passed away, and the Eved who traveled with him took ownership of all of his property. The wife, seeing what's going on, told her son, who is truly the son and therefore the Yorish of this person who passed away, that you should go contest what's going on here and say that that individual is only an Eved and he doesn't deserve the inheritance. You deserve it. So Sadia, they didn't know what to do. We have this Eved saying that this all belongs to me, and the son saying, I'm the son. So Sadia Gun said that they should take blood from each one of these two individuals and put the blood into a pail, and then they should bring a bone from the father and put the bone into the pail of the Eved with his, and the, put the bone into the pail of the son. And what happened was the bone that was put into the pail of the Eved blood did not absorb any of the blood. The blood of the son did absorb, because a father and a son are connected. So ask the Eliyahu Rabba and many other Mefarshim, so why wasn't this method used in our Gemara as well? So Rishash answers that the Pshat in Rabbi Noah was that even if the point that the father wanted to make, the point Rabbi Noah wanted to make, is that even if we cannot definitively be able to determine who is the son and who is not the son, Rabbi Noah wanted to show that the person who is the one that behaves in the nicest way, the one who is concerned and will not hit the grave of the father, and they all thought his father, that is the one who I want to give my assets to. This person showed that he deserves to get this Yerusha, and because he's somebody who really is a person of proper behavior. The Tashbatz gives a different answer. Tashbatz says that the test that the Gemara just gave, the test that we just spoke about, the from Rav Sadia Goyen with the bone and the blood, is a good test. But says the Tashbatz that one of the things that the Gemara says about Mamzerim is that Mamzerim are individuals who are mechutzofim. A person who could hit the grave of a father is apparently a person who acts in such an improper fashion. And that's the proof that he's a mamzer. Says the Gemara, obviously the other 9 sons were very upset. So Ozlo Ochel Kotzbe Malka, they went and reported him to the king. We have many times in Shas where somebody said Lashon Hara, it's called Ochel Kurtza. I saw different Pshatim in the Rishonim. What's Pshat Ochel Kurtza? One Pshat is that when somebody went to report Lashon Hara to somebody else, what they would do is they would eat a meal to show that what I'm saying is 100% true. Another Pshat is Ochel Kurtza. The Gemara Masech, the Bracha says that when one is davening, when one is saying Krishma Layikroitz Be'enov, he shouldn't make any face. And what happened here was they didn't want to explicitly say Lashon Hara, so the way they did it was that they Ochel Kurtza, they would wink, and that's how they would say the Lashon Hara, but they didn't say it explicitly. Says the Gemara, Ozo Ochel Kurtza Bei Malka, Amri, Eke Garu B'chad B'yudoi. They reported that there's one person amongst the Jewish people that the Kamapik Memoinam Anshi B'loi Sadi B'loi Midi, that he just takes away people's money without any definitive proof, no Edom, no Raya. Ozo Chafshu, they imprisoned Rabbi Noah. Ozo Devisa, the wife of Rabbi Noah went to the king, Amrlei, Avdachar Havlei Poskel Gresha. I had one Eved, and they cut off his head. And they took off his skin, and they ate his flesh. the kabeh malia by maya, and then with the skin that they took, they're filling it up with water. And they're also using that to feed other people. And I wasn't paid for this. So says the Gemara. Nobody could understand what she said. Let's bring a wise Talmud Chacham Valema, and he'll be able to explain. So says the Gemara. They called Rabbi Noah and Amalahu, and he explained. Sarnuka Amalahu. What she was trying to say was that I had an animal, and they stole it, and they shechted it, and they ate its meat, and they took the skin, and they made it into a cup, which they used to get water. Amra hoil v'chakim kulahai. So they said, if he's so smart, leisav ababa, he should sit here at the gate, that's where they had the court, v'neidin dina, and he should become a judge. So he saw that where they had the court, they had a sign there. What was the sign? Call dying the miskri ladin, loishmai dying. Any dying that was ever called to a court case is not worthy to be a dying. Because a person who is being called to cases, that means he's a person that's not of the highest level of integrity. And if he's not on the highest level of integrity, he shouldn't be a judge. Amalhu El Ma'ata. So Rabbi Noah said, according to this, us in Ishmi Alma, if there's going to be a person, or Mazmele Ladina, and for whatever reason, he chooses to call this person to Din Torah, Pasle, will that person become disqualified? In other words, the way the Rajbam and the Mashah explained the Gemara, is if I don't want this person to ever be a judge, all I'll have to do is call him to a case, and automatically he'll become disqualified. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, called dying the miskri ladin, a dying that was called to a case, or mafkinei, and they take money away from him, and he loses the case. So as the Mefarshim explained, one of the most important requirements that a dying has to have is there has to be an individual who's soine betza. He's an individual who isn't concerned only about money. If this person acts dishonestly, he's not a soine betza. So a person who loses the case, lav shmei dayin, should not be appointed to be a dayin. Kasei hachli. So they amended what it says on the gate there. Ram savid yidoy amri, the wise men of Klai Yisrael say, kol dayin de miskri ladin, any dying that's called to a din, or mafkim named the minor bedin, and he loses the case, such a person should not be appointed leshmei dayin. Such a person should not be appointed to be a dayin because of he's not a sign of betza. Chaza, so Rabbi Noah saw other sayings that were marked there. The ksib roish kamasa an adam. The reason for most people passing away is too much blood. So the way I saw the most Mefarshim explain, they believed that most disease comes from the blood. And that's why they believed the best refuah is hakazas adam, letting out the blood, and that the diseased blood will come out of the body and it will be replaced by healthy blood. Barash, that's why they said that most diseases and most people die because of blood. The wine is the best refuah. Elamata, says the Gemara, so Rabbi Noah said about the statement, Elamata, not from the igra of mace. If somebody falls off the top of a building and he passes away, or the not from a dikla of mace, or somebody falls off from a tree and dies, Dharmakatle is where's the blood killing him? The Su, Manda Darkilamamis. So according to what you're saying, if somebody is about to pass away, mashkalei chamra v'chai, so what we should do is just give him some wine and he'll be fine. Al hachi bai lemesef. What he said, what it's supposed to say, b'roish kamarim anidam. The reason for most disease is blood, and b'roish kol asvin, and the best refuah is nachama. And when he made the statement, the kasei hacham, they indeed amended what he said and they wrote, Baram Savid Yidoy Amri, the wise Jewish Talmud Chacham said, Barosh Kamar Manadom, Barosh kol asana no chamar. Ba'asa deles chamar. In a place where wine is not available, tamen mispus amonim, that's all we have to look for other medicines. Kasva apiskot de begudoya, says the Gemara, on the gate of the city of Kaputki, it says, anpak anbegnato, that there are three different types of cup, and they're all the same. These are anvil. What does it represent? Zeravius Shaltaira, that it refers to the Revius Shaltaira. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is that when we wash our hands, we should be careful to wash our hands with a cup that has the size of a Revius. The Imri Emes says, the Pasuk says, V'yochol noyach ish ha'adama v'yita kerem. So it says the word V'yochol comes from is the same word as choyli. V'yochol noyach ish ha'adama, noyach became sick. And once noyach became sick, he had to do something to get well. So what does the Pasuk say? V'yita kerem. He planted a vineyard. Because Al Gemara just said that somebody who chas v'sholem is sick should plant a vineyard, and that's the way, because wine is going to make him healthy. The Mishnah now begins to discuss the gutters and the pipes leading to off the gutters that are built on the roof. So there's two different pipes that we're going to be discussing in our Gemara. One is the maschila, which is the pipe that runs along the length or the width of the roof, in which water rolls down from the slanty roof. And then attached to that maschila is the marzif, which the maschila leads into the marzif, and that's how the water pours onto the ground. So says the Mishnah, and the Gemara, of course, is going to explain this Mishnah. Hamarzif ein lechazaka, if somebody has a roof and he has a marzif sticking out from his roof, and the person who has the marzev says that he has permission from the person who owns the chatzar that the water is rolling into, that he has a chazaka. The halacha is that that's not the way to achieve a chazaka. And even if he has it for 3 years, he will not be considered that he has a chazaka. However, yesh l'makayim a chazaka. As we said, we're going to see what that means. So the marzev doesn't have a chazak because it's not considered something which is there permanently. But the yesh lo makayim chazaka hamaschila, but the pipe on the roof yesh lo chazaka does have a chazaka. Continues the Mishnah. Sulam hamitzri. If somebody put up a ladder in the chotzer next to my home, that ain't like chazaka. I don't have a chazaka by having put the ladder there, because the reason is it's not something that's kept there permanently. And therefore, the Baal HaChatzar, who didn't say anything, it doesn't represent that he gave me permission. Have a Latsuri, which is a large ladder, which is kept there permanently. You can, by having it there, and my neighbor not saying anything to me, yesh lechazaka, I can achieve a chazaka. Chaloyin hamitzris, if you have a small window, that person to look at that small window and look at his estate, ain't like chazaka. The person who, if somebody owns the chotzer next to that window, he could build a wall to block that window. However, Lutzuris, if somebody has a big window and it would stay for a while, and then the person who owns the property next to it, yesh lech, I have a chazaka, and he can't build a wall to block it. Eze chaloyin hamitzris. What is the definition of a chaloyin hamitzris? In other words, we just said that a chaloyin hamitzris doesn't have a chazaka because it's such a small, insignificant window. So the Mishnah wants to know what is the definition of a chaloyin hamitzris. So says the Mishnah, kol shein roish shel adam yochel karas l'toichai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh loy malbin, if there's a frame around the window, apish ein roish shel adam yochel karas l'toichai, even though it's a chaloyin hamitzris, but if the chaloyin hamitzris has a frame around it, that is a proof that you could achieve a chazaka. So ask the Gemara, as we said, what is pshat in the first din that a Mishnah said. Mai, what is meant when the Mishnah said Ha'amarz of Ein Lechazaka V'yesh L'Mekayim Chazaka? Says the Gemara, Amri V'dom Shmuel Ha'kama Ha'amarz of Ein Lechazaka Meruach Achas. That if I have a marziv pouring water from my roof into your property, you can move it. I don't have a chazaka that you can't move it, but you have to leave it. So if it's on one side, you can move it to another side, but you have to give me a place where it should be. If it's sticking out significantly into the other person's chatzur, mekatzur, he could shorten it. However, if my neighbor completely wants to remove it, ain't akra, he has no right to completely remove it. If my neighbor wants to build a structure under my marziv, he may too. That he's allowed to do. However, what he's not allowed to do is shimbala okroy. If he wants to completely uproot, take out my marziv and leave him an out of marziv, that the halacha is that he can't do. That he doesn't have a chazakah.